Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, what's up, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs and leaders looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. How do you take all of your disparate interests and bring them together into a cohesive whole? This is a question that really sums up a few thoughts and conversations I've had this week. In a world of ones and zeros, we seem to be in pain and anguish if we don't fit into a perfect binary model. I see this in creative businesses a lot. There's a lot of anguish when there's confusion with defining niches, audiences, or offerings. Instead of worrying about what's right, what if we made our own map? Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/265. It's kind of awesome how you can have a bunch of different thoughts and ideas and conversations all happening and circling around my brain at the same time, and then discover something just through passive awareness where all of a sudden it brings everything into a form of clarity that I didn't have before sitting down and planning this episode. So let me back up and kind of walk through this. The other day, I went to a comic release for my friend Jack, and what's cool about Jack is that I met him at Rose City Comic Con, and I was working on a project and just kind of wandering through Artist Alley, and all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a Flying V guitar, and I love guitar, but what really caught my eye was there was custom artwork on the Flying V, and they were cartoon seagulls. And so I stopped and I looked at his table, and there was all the seagull, cartoon seagull paraphernalia, from hats to comics to head banging seagulls in animated form. And I just had to stop and talk to this guy. I knew that this was the type of person that would just be someone that I would enjoy talking to. We struck up a conversation. I've had him on the podcast twice, and I've just kept in touch because he's just a really cool guy. And not only does he make a comic about cartoon seagulls, but in line with that cartoon seagulls, he's like, why wouldn't they release an album? They're in a band, so what would the album sound like? So he's actually gone out of his way to record and write two albums worth of music for this band that are composed of cartoon seagulls. I mean, who does this? But Jack does. But on top of this, he also has a comic called Sketchy People. And these are just, you know, quick sketches of sketchy people he sees in Portland. And that was what the comic release was for. And he, on the cover, has a Cesar the No Drama Llama. And, you know, he sees Cesar and his handler in, you know, Pioneer Square in the middle of the night. What's the story behind that? And so he has Cesar and the handler come to the comic release. And if that wasn't enough, you know, Jack also has a comic called Minus Tide that is a little bit different quality. So all three of these comics are entirely different. You know, while he does have a day job and he doesn't necessarily need to worry about whether they're all in alignment or not, I think that he probably wouldn't care if they're in alignment or not, because they're all expressions of who he is as an artist. And that's just amazing to me. It's awesome to see people who are releasing products that are extensions of who they are as individual creators. They are expressions of who he is as a person. And that's fascinating to me. Earlier today, I was having a conversation with another friend of mine, and we were talking about how do we really bring like disparate ideas and things that don't seem to be connected? How do we connect them? How do we find the things that make sense? And, you know, as I was really thinking about this, I really came up with this idea of, well, maybe we're not meant to connect them all. You know, maybe this idea of needing to have the perfect answer and the perfect business offering and the perfect niche and the perfect whatever makes sense to some people, but not to others. What if we use the model of an atom, where, you know, at the core is a nucleus, and made up in the nucleus are protons and neutrons, and circling all of this is the electron. You know, the negatively charged things. And, you know, I don't really know where I'm going with metaphor sometimes, but at the time it made perfect sense. Where, what if, you know, all of the things that we're interested in are electrons and they're just orbiting our lives? And, you know, we draw power from those things at times, but they're not meant to be at the core. They're not meant to be in the nucleus. Because you need both things. You need the things that are core, you need the things that orbit. And as I thought about that, you know, that started, you know, making a lot of sense. What if, you know, we're not meant to connect everything, but literally the connections are there to draw inspiration from, to draw power from, not to boost social media or to make sense of our business offerings, but to really be this thing that we derive power from, and that we derive a sense of personal identity and process and creativity. Well, all this started to make sense when I read this article by Tim Castell today, and the quote that really struck me was, "Connecting ideas is the fundamental creative act in innovation." And he proceeds to tell this story about how he had a student ask him, "You know, I know this is off topic, but what do you study?" Because they were looking at his bookshelf, and he had all of these different things on his bookshelf. Not one interest, but many things. And the student was confused, but he wasn't confused because he was in the process of connecting ideas. What is the answer to this question? How do we bring all of these disparate things together to form something that makes sense? Well, when we often think sometimes about things making sense, it's often in the guise of business offerings, a search engine optimization, being clear on what we're offering people. And I think when we have existential crises, it's because we aren't sure what we're offering. So maybe the answer first is to just get clear. What am I really asking myself? Do I really need that, or am I okay with being a generalist? Is it this question of being a specialist or being a generalist? And I've talked about this a lot before in this podcast, but I think the first answer is really getting clear. Finding peace in being a generalist is the most important thing for a creative professional. If you have a lot of interests, if you have a lot of things that you want to try and do, that is the power of your interest. That's the power that you have, because some people just want to do the same thing over and over and just get better at that one thing. But some people, myself included, we want to do a lot of different things, because the power for us is finding how those things connect together. So get clear in what you actually want and need, because then it doesn't matter the niche, the business offerings, or the search engine optimization. When you can get clear on what you are wanting and what you are needing and what you are doing, then you're able to really find, I think, peace with that. Then it doesn't matter all of the different things that you do. You are the one that bring it together. I think the second answer to this question is really get dirty. Not in the sense of anything other than, instead of expecting a yes or a no or a one and a zero, stay in the tension between those two. I've heard it described as the messy middle. What is between yes and no? Some people can't sit in silence. Some people can't sit in obscurity or confusion. So sit in it. Get dirty. Allow your mind to be confused and solve this problem, not in the form of yes or no, but in the form of what feels right today. When you get dirty, you're allowing yourself to really spend time digging in the dirt, planting things, letting it grow, seeing what lives in the soil of your soul and what dies. I think the third answer is getting nuclear. Just like the metaphor that I used earlier. It's just like, what's in the core of your life? And what are some of those interests that are just orbiting you? One of the things that I read in one of the articles, you know, when searching about atoms, was the things in the outermost orbits of the, you know, electron orbiting things. I don't even know how to describe them, but the further out the electrons are, the more powerful they are. which is really interesting because the further away from the core, the more power there was, or something like that. And that was really interesting. I would have thought the closer, the more power would be. But even in this metaphor, like, I'm getting curious and I'm like, wow, what is the connection to this idea here? And so maybe that's the power. Maybe the power is the further away from what we're confident in, the more we might find an innovative or novel idea. Because we're far away from our comfort zone. We're far away from a typical solution that we would go to. I think the fourth answer is just making stuff. When we can subvert our mind and not worry about who it's for, but just getting started, hitting record, writing, you know, producing, just making. I think when we can get past what we think we need to do and just start doing, we're able to really start finding those connections and to find how they all make sense. But it doesn't really happen without action, and making stuff is the ultimate action. The fifth answer is building relationships. When you can build relationships to where you can start connecting your interests to the ideas and interests of others, then they really do start making sense because you can have conversations, you can stoke the imagination and the inspiration of other people with what you know. Maybe they inspire you with what they know. And, you know, when two atoms come together, a reaction takes place and things start intermingling. So, you know, maybe the disparate ideas don't make sense in your mind, but when you bring them together with someone else, holy shit, all of a sudden you have a huge idea that you wouldn't have had otherwise. Maybe it's all about building relationships so that your interests can interact with other people's interests. And I think six, we come back to the whole point of Tim Castell's article, was that you need to create your own map. That was the article's title, Create Your Own Map. Instead of worrying about how other people think you should look at something, what is your map through knowledge, your map through creation, your own map of a city? And what he shared in this article was that instead of, you know, looking at the map of a city, people would draw maps of how they went through the city. Because we all experience cities and towns in different ways. So what is your map of creativity? What is your map of whatever creative pursuit that you do? And that's going to be a lot more interesting than trying to be generic. Because I don't think that the yeses and the nos, the ones and the zeros, is about how do we define ourselves. I think it's about being true to ourselves. It's less definition and more avoiding being generic and being inauthentic. And I think creating your own map is finding what makes you you, even if that means that you're distracted or have a lot of different ideas, a generalist, or whatever derogatory way people who have a certain view of the world feel that you need to be. And I think that the people that do the best in business are the ones that are able to, yes, provide a solution for other people, but do it in a way that is authentic to their expression of creativity, their expression of innovation, their expression of what it means to do something for someone else. And that is what creating your own map really looks like. Before we wrap up this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to leave you with two questions. What big idea are you chasing, and how are you bringing it to life? Reach out and let me know. I'd love to hear from you and have you on the show to share all about it. I'm Chris at ChrisMartinStudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. I really do love hearing from people, so if you need someone to share your ideas with or need some encouragement, don't hesitate to say hello. You know, there's a lot of podcasts that you could be listening to, and I'm grateful that you would spend valuable time listening to Getting Work to Work. Would you be willing to spread the word about the show with your friends, other creative entrepreneurs and leaders who want to get their work to work? You can send them to gwtw.co to access every episode and find the links to stream the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and more. You may have noticed in this podcast that I love talking about curiosity, but did you know I also like writing about it too? Each week, I release my curiosity thoughts in the Curiosity Lab. You can sign up today at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/265. I also recently released an email series for creative entrepreneurs who may be struggling with burnout, conformity, and mediocrity called The Curiosity Killers. Head to curiositykillers.com to learn more about this resource and sign up for this fun and serious look at why curiosity matters. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.